Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, now after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, on April 15th, I'll talk about choosing clarity in challenging times. I'll discuss what we can learn from Neptune in its home sign of Pisces to help us gain clarity instead of confusion during our challenging times. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. Now, would you like to be more prosperous? If so, I want to alert you to a new release session that my company is offering by telephone on April 12th. That's next Tuesday. Peg Donahue will facilitate an emotional freedom and healing release to release anger, frustration, and irritation. This is a one-hour session, and in it you will use a very gentle but highly effective process to physically release all forms of anger, frustration, and irritation out of your body. Now, we're in a period now through mid-April when anger is coming up more often. So use this easy process to clear it out of your body so you can easily attract more prosperity. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com and look for the link at the top left of the homepage. That's askmadeline.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Also, we're experiencing Mercury retrograde challenges just like everyone else. We had a big snafu with our security certificate expiring without the company telling us it was time to renew. So this is being fixed as quickly as possible, and it may even be fixed today. However, until that happens, if you want to register for a class, order a Good Timing Guide newsletters, or get a consultation, better to just call us toll-free at that 877-524-8300 number. Okay, so what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, how are you doing in these crazy energies? Are you hanging in there? Did you have a breakthrough this past week, or did you explode instead? It's been a rough week, not to mention deadly, for a lot of people in the Middle East and other areas. And Japan is still experiencing lots of earthquakes daily, and they still have their radiation leaks going on. So if you're in relatively stable conditions, be grateful. The first set of cycles I want to mention are ones that are associated with disruption, upheaval, and sudden unexpected changes. We're once again in a season of earthquakes and earth changes. This is strongly shown by the cycles of Uranus square Pluto and Mars square Pluto, which are strong now. This set of cycles can also indicate danger from radiation, which, of course, we're still seeing in Japan, and which is still escalating, at least in this cycle. So here's my urgent recommendation to all of you. It doesn't matter where you live. This year is likely to have major disruptions to everyone at some point, so get prepared. You may lose your electricity for weeks at a time due to a major solar flare taking out the power grid. Or a major earth change, huge fire, hurricane, tornado, or tsunami may destroy parts of your community. There's a major comet known as Elenin, which appears to have been associated with the last three major earthquakes for Japan, Chile, and Christchurch, New Zealand. Now, each day that we had those earthquakes, this comet or dwarf sun was lined up with the sun and Earth precisely. And whatever Elenin is, it's headed our way, and later this year it'll get very close to Earth. We can expect a lot more Earth changes before this is over, including through the interior of the United States. So I'm including some video links to this to look at in my What's Up in the Heavens report for this week. Now, before I get off this topic, I want to remind all of you that every city and town in the country is required to provide emergency preparedness training to their citizens. So why is that? Because in a major emergency, your police, firemen, and ambulances are not coming. Believe me, I've been through this training. Cities generally teach this training to neighborhoods, but they need one thing before they can do that. They need to be invited by a person in that neighborhood who will organize and invite their neighbors to a meeting. And if your neighborhood has not been trained and organized for emergency preparedness, be the one who will make that call and organize the initial meeting. You have no idea what that one act may do to save your own life and the lives of others. Now, we'll have Uranus square Pluto for the next 8 years, and it will peak seven times between 2012 and 2015. Mars square Pluto peaks between April 9th and 11th, which is coming right up tomorrow through Monday. The cycle stays in range through April 20th. Now, remember that driving conditions are now hazardous and require extra attention. Slow down and be patient. It's a lot better than having an accident. And for heaven's sakes, don't drive if you're angry. In addition, Pluto goes retrograde later today. This also intensifies the energy of these cycles, making this a very intense day with unexpected circumstances causing situations to fall apart. This is not the time to be putting a deal together since it would never come together. We'll see whether Congress can get a budget passed or not under these circumstances, but astrologically, it looks impossible. Okay, onward to the next part of our tough energies. We're in Mercury retrograde now through April 23rd. Have you had any challenges with your computers, printers, emails, phones, your car, slow traffic, delays, and miscommunications? That's par for the course. Now, what's important about this period is to stop doing so much and allow yourself the time to catch up. It's also great for fixing mistakes and repairing things. However, one of its most primary functions is for us to reconsider what our needs truly are during this cycle. And if we do that well, we'll be on track when we start pushing forward again on April 24th. This is not a good time to sign contracts unless you want to risk regretting it. This Mercury retrograde is also a particularly good time to go back to old issues that you didn't feel were fully resolved and speak your truth about it. Now, to do this effectively, get Marshall Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication, and use the process he provides in there. In terms of business, this Mercury retrograde is better than some. It could be a good time to reapproach some previous prospects regarding products or services that they previously considered or may need to renew. It's particularly good for this during the week of April 10th, next week. Mercury retrograde is also a great time to recycle stuff that you don't need via garage sales, eBay, or donations. So let's get rid of that stuff, eh? Beginning April 13th, peaking on April 18th, and staying in range through April 30th, we have a cycle that's associated with expressing anger, frustration, and irritation. Don't you love it? This cycle is Mercury conjunct Mars. Now, often, higher incidents of road rage and accidents occur as well. The good news is that these energies are tempered part of the time with better judgment. While Mercury is still within range of a conjunction to Jupiter on April 13th through the 20th. And if you don't use good judgment, the universe will probably smack you upside the head as this cycle is also opposed to Saturn. There's a pretty hefty price to pay for being a smart mouth or for driving while angry, so be extra careful while driving now. Next, we have a cycle that's still in range after peaking on April 6th, and it stays in range through April 15th. This is the cycle of Sun conjunct Jupiter in Aries, which is planting new seeds for growth and leadership. Love it. While we may be ready to move in new directions, we still have plenty of responsibilities that could slow us down, though. So don't be discouraged. Just get your plan together so you will soon be ready to take action. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Now through August, we have a longer timeout or void moon periods than we've been having. Some last longer than all day. Pushing forward during these periods means that nothing will come of your efforts. So get a good timing guide or other astrological calendar so you can avoid taking important actions during these periods. Or use the Today's Guide for free on my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And lastly, just a reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To receive it, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the home page. It's free. Get signed up today. That's askmadeline.com. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, but I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. Benny, do we have some callers?
We certainly do, Madeline. Let's take our first one. It's Todd. He's calling in from Seattle, Washington. And looks like he has he would like a financial outlook on his future here. He's had some emergency funds go quickly away from him. I guess he had to dip into them a little bit quicker and more often than expected. Will it be replenished? Does he have to continue to do that? He wants some answers. So, Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Benny, and hello, Madeline.
Hi, Todd. Now, I'm just quickly trying to get up here a transit chart here so I can look at your chart with what's happening overhead. And now tell me, what happened to the funds?
Well, I had about $1,000 to the side for my nest egg, and I had paid off a credit card.
Uh-huh.
So I had that, and then my computer broke, and then this elevator broke in my apartment, and I'm responsible for that, and then some other stuff. And then I just broke a marble table at my client's place.
Oh, Lord.
So I've had a lot of fear about that, and then also I've been drinking alcohol to subdue that fear, and I've been drinking too much to the point where it was really scary because I had a blackout.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad.
And I'm been sober for several days now, but I've just, that's my fear right now.
Right. Well, you're undergoing several changes kind of at the same time. And I'm just trying to think of where to start with this. Was there something that precipitated maybe a few months ago where you felt like emotionally you had some kind of a, like somebody did something unexpected to you and you had a kind of an emotional trauma about it? Or?
Well, my home was taken away from me.
Oh, huge. Okay, there we go. Okay. So what I'm hearing or seeing and hearing is that you've had a big emotional trauma, which sets you off, you see, into a kind of what I call a negative downward spiral. And what happens when something bad like that happens, usually it's precipitated by a whole set of negative thoughts, feelings that have been going on for quite some time. And literally what the universe is trying to do is liberate you from those kinds of feelings. But what's been happening instead is that you're attracting to you these negative experiences because as each one happens, the next one gets worse. You see what I mean? And so the next one gets worse and then you're in a lower state, this next terrible thing happened and then, kind of in the oh woe is me state, and then the next terrible thing happens. You see, so that's just like a downward spiral. And what has to happen in order to get out of that is to change your thought pattern and the feelings that you have about your life in general. Because literally, you are creating these circumstances as they happen. It's your energy that's going out and coming back to you in these various circumstances. So in order to change the pattern, and now is a perfect time to have a breakthrough, by the way, because we've got Mars conjunct Uranus, so it's begging us. The universe is begging us to take a different action, take even a radical action, so that we can come up with a different outcome. So for you, your radical action is be grateful for something. And start like a gratitude journal and write down 5 things each day that you're grateful for. And it can be anything. It can be that your hair grows and your heart beats without you thinking about it.
The energy and the action of writing it down.
Yes, you can do it. I find it works even like if I'm in the car and somebody does some kind of nasty road rage thing or something like that. I can quickly change my energy just by thinking 5 things that I'm grateful for. But it actually helps to write it down. You can write it on your computer if you like. It doesn't really matter.
I have a journal on there that I have a physical, and I have one on the computer, and I've been lackadaisical about it.
Well, I would get religion real quick about this, and I would start thinking about how you can refocus your life for being grateful for what you do have. And the more you can focus on that, the more good blessings will come to you, because you're attracting that in, and you're totally changing the whole nature of what's coming to you, you know, by being grateful. I know it's hard to make the switch sometimes when you've had a really traumatic thing like that happen, but that's really what the universe is asking for. And you have a new growth cycle that's going to start. These happen once every 12 years. That's going to start in late May, so you're just finishing up one growth cycle, starting a new one. So the next 12 years, it's like you're planting your seeds right now for the next 12 years. And I would start watering them with gratitude.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and good luck with that.
Hey, thank you so much, and have
a
good day.
You too.
All right, cool. Thanks, Todd. I know he's probably out driving around there. And good luck to you. And we'll take probably one more caller here, Madeline. It's Joan. She's calling in from Seattle. She's starting up a new business which involves a studio. She's wondering if she's going to get more students for that. And you have her information. So, Joan, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Joan. Now, I just want to confirm your information. I have April 19th, 1952 at 3 a.m. Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Correct.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Okay, so you just started a studio.
Well, I'm building a studio right now on my property in Seattle, in South Park.
Okay.
And it's not done yet, but my dream is I've been teaching in Seattle in different non-credited situations, and the enrollment has dropped a lot. In fact, some of the programs have even shut down because of the recession. So I'm hoping that I can attract students to my studio so they can learn pottery and figure drawing and fundamental drawing in my neighborhood in South Park. And I just want to know if it's going to really, you know, start taking off this year.
Well,
you have also got a
new growth cycle starting. I'm amazed that two of you would have called me on the same day.
Hey, we're needy.
Yeah, well, you've got a new growth cycle starting. Now, I should tell you, first of all, do you have a company chart? You have not started a company yet, or?
Oh, I'm seeing what you're saying. No, I haven't. I mean, I have a very low-key, word-of-mouth kind of
What I want to tell you, because quickly we're going to run out of time, is that in order for your company to be successful out of the gate, you would do very well to contact me and have me do a new company start for when you want to start your company with the state. And until you start with the state, the universe will see that you do not have a company. And you won't have any legs to grow it. You won't have any bones, you see, no structure to grow it. So I always recommend, even though the state doesn't require you do it right away, that you do it right away so that you have a structure that the universe can help you grow.
A business license, is that what you mean?
A business license, is it with the state?
Yes.
If you have a business license, then that would count, yes. And so I'm going to run out of time, but I just want to tell you, do you have a new growth cycle starting? So it looks like you're right on track, you know, to do something big and new, and I would keep going. Yes, and next time, call me back with your company start date, you know, with the state, and then I can tell you about the company.
Okay.
And how
very
well
nice.
It will do. Okay?
Very nice.
Thank
and
you
what,
for
and
calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Do you ever hear yourself use the words try or trying? If so, stop using them completely. Those words are what we use when we want to give ourselves permission to fail. And whether we're doing something or we're either doing something or we're not doing it, one way or the other, trying doesn't belong in there. If something is too hard, stop doing it and start thanking the universe for having already provided the best solution easily, effortlessly, and within the time frame it's needed. Then allow it to come to you. Next Friday, I'll talk about choosing clarity in challenging times. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. As we begin our process today, I'm here with my good friend and editor of my first book, Billy Roberti, who co-hosts with me. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. Very good.
This is Billy Roberti. Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is a phenomenal international transformation teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through a connection to the Akashic Records. She wrote You Are the Genie in the Bottle, which of course is about manifestation, and has taught this workshop of this name since 1994. Her customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop Merkaba meditation for over 15 years and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aro Mandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about operating at the fifth dimension.
I like it.
Now, before we begin, I'd like to suggest you visit Maureen's online store, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. She has books, meditation CDs, and essential oil blends for healing of every kind of emotion. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number. We are live. Call in and ask us questions. The number is 1-800-930-2819. So, Maureen, what does it mean to be in the fifth dimension? What do you mean by the fifth dimension?
Good question. Well, my definition of the fifth dimension is the place that everyone else calls heaven. So, what do we have in heaven? According to the traditional belief system, we have the angels, we have a perfected self, our body looks good, our mental attitude is great, our friends are great, and it's a perfected human in every sense of the word. So 5D and heaven, they're synonymous.
So is this place where we can have anything we want?
Pretty much. But the thing is, and this is the big difference, when you are 5D, you don't have free will. And a lot of people say, what? No free will? Then I don't want to go to heaven. But here's what free will and not free will mean. When you have free will, the not God choice is perfectly okay. Now, think about a little kid who is playing in a mud puddle, and you're the guardian, whether you're the babysitter or the mom, and it has rained recently, and you knew that, no, this puddle isn't that filthy. It's going to be dirty, of course, and you're watching this, you know, two-year-old play in the puddle, and you let the child do it. You let them stomp in it. You let them stick their fingers in it, whatever they really want, and you really don't care. You're okay with that, and you're okay that they're going to be safe. Well, that's what 3D is like. The not God choice is okay. Now, let's get another analogy going so we can really, really wrap our mind around it. If you're asking someone, let's say I know you personally, you, my listener, and you are willing to host someone for me, I call you up and I say, well, I know the Dalai Lama, and he'd really like to stay in your home. And he's going to be passing through, and I want to know what your answer is. You're probably going to say yes. And the reason you're going to say yes is because it's a fabulous opportunity. And then I'm going to say, is there anything else you need to know? And you're going to say, yeah, what kind of food does he like? How long is he going to stay? Who's coming with him? And all those kinds of things. All of those questions are on the side of yes. The possibility of saying no doesn't occur to you. Similarly, in heaven, when given opportunity to make decisions, the not God choice, the choice to say no to something that has to do with God, doesn't occur to you. And the reason it doesn't occur to you is because you're so connected to God that it doesn't occur to you. It just doesn't. So that's what heaven's about. Lots of choice and opportunity, but the free will zone to choose the not God choice isn't there.
Well, you know, a friend of mine once said something very controversial to me, and at first I wondered about it, and then I thought twice about it, and he said, the Ten Commandments don't apply to me. And I looked at him to think, like, who are you? And I think what he meant was that the not God choice, I mean, he has no desire to kill someone. He has no desire to steal. He has no desire to lie. He has no desire to make the not God choices. So is that essentially partly what you'd be saying, too? We wouldn't need commandments to live by because we wouldn't think of the opposite.
Exactly. That's well said. That's very well said. And that's a very good example. You don't need the Ten Commandments because you're too good. It's kind of like the point you get with your own children when they no longer need a babysitter because you know you can trust them. You know that they're going to be okay by themselves for a few hours. Yeah. It's a point of maturity where the not God choice isn't attractive, and so you don't need the Ten Commandments. What it also means, then, is that when you are faced with a situation that is, in our society's way, ethically challenging, you intuitively know that some of those choices are not God choices, and they don't come across your radar. It's kind of like meeting someone that you really like and then discovering they're married. And you can say very sweetly to that person, you know what, I'm really flattered that you're interested in me, and I really like who you are, but you know what, I'm not available to anybody who's married and not available to me. So, you know, I think you're swell, and I wish you good fortune, but I'm not available to you to date. And you don't even give it a second thought. You're not tempted. It doesn't interest you. And you do this with absolute sincerity, candor, patience, kindness. And it just, it comes out of you in a way that you're just gentle. That's being in that place of not needing the Ten Commandments. Sounds pretty powerful.
Wow. It sounds like we're really stepping outside this reality.
Yeah, it does. It does. And for those of you who are listening, you know, if you really are struggling with an issue and you'd like us to check in with the Akashic Records, I do invite you to call. We are interested in being of service to you, and it is our deep desire to help you with whatever it is that's going on. So as we become fifth dimensional, and by the way, everyone's becoming fifth dimensional, it's almost like that can of worms has been opened and there's no going back. And there's enough people who have brought in a very balanced, heart-centered energy that there is no going back.
And let's remember, our listener call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Or you mentioned your Akashic Records. Those are 15-minute readings, aren't they?
Yes. For 50 minutes, we tune into your records, and I channel your record keepers, and they will give you information about what's going on and help you sort through life. I give a lot of readings. I use the word give, but it really means I'm the channel. You're actually paying me for this service. And I had this lady recently who seemed to be a very nice lady and works in the healing arts herself. And yet she worked with me earlier to manifest her beloved. And then when he came in, she turned into this controlling person, and she didn't bother calling again until everything was kind of falling apart. And she said to me, I'd like to know what's going on. And one of the things that was going on is that her old tapes were running. So she brought in her new Prince Charming with the help of her record keepers, but then she had not changed her own behavior enough. And it turns out that she had some entities that she was dealing with that were cleared in the reading. And she also had the record keepers come on pretty strong with her in the beginning and telling her about the drama that she was involved in. And I remember thinking, drama? She seems so lovely and so normal. Why would she have drama? And sure enough, that's what was going on. And so even as an observer myself, I find that what the record keepers have to say is even more accurate than anything I could possibly know or say. Although my friends listen to every word because they know even when I'm talking that sometimes I'm channeling. Even none of us know I'm channeling until hindsight, and they'll say, oh, yeah, Maureen said that already.
And you mentioned entities. You have a book out about that, don't you? How to Clear Entities?
Yeah, I do. And this is a wonderful book for our listeners. This book is called Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, and it's priced to sell. It's only $5.99.
Wow.
And you can buy it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle, and you can get it, through our website or through Amazon. But what it does is it teaches you how to take care of this for yourself, so you no longer are bound to you're no longer bound by the limitation of not knowing what to do. And the entity clearing business is rather tricky and confusing, and it is also very odd. You know, the first line in the book is, this is a really strange information, or something like that. And you know, I came from corporate America, so I guess I have to wait to tell you a story, an important story from that book, if you want later.
Oh, coming up, what is the benefit of living fifth dimensionally? So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Bailey Roberti. We'll be right back.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hi, welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about operating in the fifth dimension. If you just tuned in right now, you can listen to this show in its entirety on our website, MaureenStGermain.com.
MaureenStgerMain. Click on our news you can use and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for that newsletter today. Now, I believe we have a call on the
We do, and Billy and Maureen will take Jim. He's calling in from Seattle, and he's been struggling through a few different areas. They seem to be kind of coming to a head, and he's just a little bit out of, you know, out of reach of those necessities. He's just looking for a little bit of guidance somewhere, and he's looking for some help with that. So, Jim, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So, Jim, what's going on? You're out of work. Your relationship falling apart. What's the deal?
Right. Pretty much all of the above. Been unemployed for quite a while, and cancer survivor, and just got back into the workforce for about a week, and I've been in a sales position where I've been bombing miserably, and I've just been told I have, you know, one more day, and
they've let you go.
Yeah,
or you one more day to make some sales.
Well. Either or, pretty much. I mean, you know.
And what kind of sales is it? Is it like?
It's for the arts. You know, it's like subscription. But you know, I have other offers in the same capacity. But I'm just wondering if I can still do the gig anymore.
Well, the most important thing you want to do is start calling in the angels and asking them for a miracle, because you are at a rock-bottom place, and you need some big miracles. So right away, we would say to you, get yourself asking all the archangels and all the beings of 100% God light. Just step in, and we want a miracle for Bill, and we need a couple of miracles to help him get through the next few days and to sort it out. And then are you looking for some direction on where you might go next, and you have a couple of offers, and you'd like some help in that regard?
Well, you know, absolutely. I have conceded to go start another job at the symphony on Tuesday, and I'm actually not really thrilled. Sorry, symphony.
And what will you be doing for the symphony if you take the job?
Same thing.
Fundraising.
Yes. However,
is it membership sales? Is that the idea?
Kind of. I'm a singer-actor. That's really what I want to do.
Uh-huh. So whatever the gig is, it's just to pay the bills till you get
That's right. And, you know, speaking of bills, I had to go to agencies to get my rent paid this last month.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth and so on. So, you know, everything is coming around my head. And there's not a whole lot of support, so I'm reaching out.
Yeah. Well, we are now calling in the angels big time to give you a miracle. You're going to see something within the next 30 to 40 minutes. Something's going to happen and shift your energy, shift how you feel about yourself. And unfortunately, you're going to have to be patient. That's what I'm being told right now. And it's going to take longer than you would like, but the answer is there. And every day, I want you to do three things. I want you to ask for a miracle. I need a miracle today. Any kind of miracle that can help me see the other side of this. That's number one. Number two, I'm asking for a most benevolent outcome this day for everyone I contact and everyone I interact with. And the third thing you're going to do is you're going to say, I'm asking of heaven and earth. We've been talking on the radio today about becoming fifth dimensional and what it's like, and that's heaven. So when you ask for a day of heaven on earth, you're asking for the version of you that is fully connected with heaven to kind of change and step into place. So you're going to see some big shifts as soon as you start doing that on a regular basis. You will be calmer, more peaceful. That will attract more people to you. That will help you do what you need to do. And then to be so good at what you do in this lovely, yummy way, because your energy has shifted and your own self-feeling has shifted, then that will then make it easier for you to do the other things you want to do, because this part's doing well. So, you know, we wish you a really, really good fortune, but remember those three things. And if you can't remember them and you haven't had a chance to write them down, then, you know, download the radio show and listen again. And each day that you listen, you're going to hear you're different today than you were when you first heard this. And pretty soon people are going to say, that was you? You don't sound like that at all. And that's what you want. You want that shift, because all it is an energy shift. And you're pretty down on your luck. And that's all it's going to take, is just getting some miracles anchored in your life and then letting the energy shift around you, and you'll manifest. You know, you need to pay the bills. That's real important. But then after that, what can you do? And the answer is get the bills paid for so you can quit stressing out so much. That makes your energy change. It makes it easier for you to do your job, and everything else falls in place. Billy, do you have anything you want to add?
Just to stay with what you see happening and ask what the miracle is in every interaction you have, in everything that happens, because sometimes we're so busy expecting one thing that we completely miss the miracle that's happening right around us. So something is odd or different or you don't understand it, ask to see the miracle in that. Because the miracle is that shift in perception. You could be looking at something exactly the same way, the exact same thing, and suddenly see it differently, like those old pictures they used to see where it looks like Einstein's head in one view, and then you look again, and it's a woman looking in a vanity mirror.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I'm struggling with is the way I am seeing things, because right now I am seeing things a little bit through a...
Okay, stop. Because what you want to do is not validate that. So we're going to stop you, and we want you to stop you. Don't undo what Billy just gave you. She gave you a gift and asked you to look at things differently. And you understand what she said, so then allow yourself to go, okay, fine, I need to shift how I'm thinking and how I'm seeing things. I can't even do that right now, so I need a miracle in that regard, and then let it go. But if you want to be validated on your pain and misery, then no one can help you because you want that rather than what you really want. So hang in there, ask for that miracle, and it'll come together. And thanks for calling in.
You bet.
Okay, that was excellent. What a great example of really needing to move into the fifth-dimensional space and trying to find our own heaven on earth. You know, I have such an amazing story that goes with that heaven on earth business. I was flying home from an overnight flight from Seattle, as a matter of fact, back to the Midwest. And in that flight, I was concerned because I had to get on another plane when I arrived within like 2 or 3 hours. So I had very little time to change out my suitcase and get my seminar materials together for the next workshop that next weekend. And as I came off the plane, I ran into somebody from the airline that I knew, and she spoke to me and she said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "I'm doing great." And then I said, "But this is my day from," and I used a word that I won't use anymore that begins with H, because I'm, you know, got to get myself back here in just a short while. And she looked at me with such an odd expression. I thought, where did that come from? How did that come out of my mouth? So then I immediately corrected and said, "Well, today I'm having a day of heaven on earth because I'm flying with United." She laughed. I laughed, and we went home to our very various places. Only my house was having a water leak where the pipe was broken, and there was water leaking through the walls. And there was about an inch of water in my basement, and it was running. So I walked in, and I could hear the water running. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from, got to the basement, found the problem, and turned off the water at the main. Then I called my neighbor, and he came over, and he said, "I'll sit with the plumber when he comes." We called the plumber. He said he'd be there in a half an hour. And because of my higher self connection, I asked, where should he cut the hole to find where the problem was? And where he cut the hole was maybe 3 inches from where the problem was, so he could easily see it. He cut another hole to fix it. My total bill was $150. My neighbor watched the plumber. I got my packing done. I got everything done. I called the airlines. I said, "Can I fly tomorrow?" They said, "No, but we'll let you fly later today, and we won't give you the upcharge that we normally charge." So I was thinking on my way home from the bank, wow, that was amazing. I got everything done just the way it needed to be done, and I'm almost ready to go to the next yard, and we're out of time.
This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.